How would you describe a person who's very easy to get along with?
Well, it'd be very cooperative and good-natured.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have a good disposition.
What would you use to describe a horse? Same expressions or something different?
Well, no, I'd say he was gentle and easy to control.
Would you ever describe a horse as being good-natured?
Yeah, you could. It would apply to him too.
Okay. When a boy is a teenager, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over stuff.
It's awkward.
Okay. Any other words? Ever heard gangling?
What?
Gangling?
No.
Or clumsy, I guess.
Clumsy, I've heard that.
Gawky?
And gawky, yeah, I've heard gawky.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain?
He's stupid.
All right. How about a fool?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't use that word. That word don't fit in there.
What does that word mean?
Well, I don't know. The word fool is could apply to so many things, to where that you could you wouldn't be pinpointing down to the man that was in that particular situation.
Well, can you tell me about the word fool then? Is it a more general word or something?
Yeah, I think so. In other words, they use that word fool for just apply to most anything.
Okay.
The way I see it.
Okay. What would you call a person who will never spend a cent?
Tight.
All right. Have you heard anything else for him?
Well, miser. He's a...
If you... Using that word tight, you might call him a tight...
Wad.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Common?
Yeah, if you say he's very...
Well, he's just ordinary. The fellow don't have no education, and he's just the regular common everyday things of life.
Now, is that a bad sense of the word, or
no?
Can it be
it's
good?
Not. It's just the man can't help it. In other words, he just was raised that way, and it's there's no getting around it.
Okay, then it's not bad or good necessarily.
No, in other words, maybe he come from a nice family and all like that, but they just wasn't able to send him to get an education or something, and he's just an old common everyday fellow, they call him.
Okay. All right, if you see a very old man who's still able to get around, he's still strong and active, you might say, well, he's still quite
active. He's...
Okay. Would you use the word lively? He's still quite lively?
Quite what?
Lively? Mm-hmm. All right. Active. How about chipper?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that used too.
How about pert? He's right pert.
No.
All right, how about if it's a young person that you're talking about who's always moving around and can never sit still? How would you describe him?
No, I'd say he was lively.
Okay. Would you ever say spry for you
and
those people?
Spry.
For which person? The old one or the young one?
The young one.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
All right. All right. In other words, you wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
No, if I felt easy about it, I wouldn't be worried.
And I'm getting the opposite of easy. It's like worried. It means about the same thing as worried. Well, would you ever say I feel uneasy?
Uneasy? Yeah, I've heard that used.
Okay.
Feel uneasy about them, worried about them. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.